Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition did launch an airstrike that killed more than 100 people. It took place during a battle to retake Mosul from the Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident March 17th in Mosul is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. A Mosul municipality chief supervising the rescue and said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Grand is the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy, and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced early Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadist, after reports emerged of heavy casualties. Thousands of Russians took to the streets Sunday to protest corruption and demand the resignation of Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. The demonstrations called by opposition leader Alexei Navalny appeared to be the largest coordinated protest since the massive 2011-2012 demonstrations following a fraud-tainted parliamentary election. Earlier this month, Navalny published a detailed report accusing Medvedev of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and other items. This is VOA News.